In a world decided by people, this game is To Be Decided.
Hello again, listeners, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of To Be Determined, the video game quiz show in which we test our panelists to make sure they'll be mentally prepared should Aperture Science ever happen to kidnap them. I'm your host, Kytales, and joining me today in this grueling test of knowledge upon these poor people is my friend Emerald Oracle, who will be our scorekeeper and overseer.
Hello!
Hey, Emerald. This week we've got a great lineup of some rather feisty people who I'm sure can't wait to get started on the questions. First up, we have Flex, who you remember last week was our standby scorekeeper.
How you guys doing?
This time he's in the hot seat because he got demoted down to a panelist.
It's quite warm over here.
Oh, well, keep it that way. Our second panelist is Scream of the Dead, or whatever name he's going by on Steam Yay. These days. What name are you using on Steam?
Huh? Wait a second, let me see. Oh, rare.
What?
I'm not surprised.
For the JoJo fans out there, they'll understand.
Oh.
Our third panelist rejoining us again this week is the mighty Pure Nasher, creator of Agents of the Valley on YouTube and Crocodile Wrestler on the weekend.
Exactly. And unfortunately, I didn't make it into Brawl this year. Next time, guys, we'll start the Patreon next week. We'll get in that
awesome.
Next time.
Awesome. All right, well, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into this show with our News Bites round. You'll each have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. But to spice it up, if you don't know the answer, just make something up anyways. In other words, no passing allowed. Emerald is going to tally your scores, and at the end of the round, you will find out how you did. So, Flex is up, ready to go. I'm ready when you are. Okay. Here we go. The composer for this game is suing his former company for supposedly unpaid benefits.
The Halo composer. Don't know his name.
What company is looking to stop people from hosting the long popular pay-for-perks servers?
Mojang.
This payment option is now available on the PS4.
Fish.
It's actually PayPal.
Oh. Makes sense.
The trailer for the third installment of this series was released earlier this week.
The Witcher 3.
This Kickstarter game features a college dropout cat and was announced for release on the PS4.
Cat Tales Adventures.
It's called Night in the Woods.
Oh, that makes sense.
Who will be on the cover of Madden NFL 2015?
John Madden.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either.
All right. Well, we've come up to your 60 seconds.
Sexy seconds.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Don't believe
the
football.
Most interesting kind of second.
Emerald, how did Flex do this News Bites round?
Flex scored 3 points this round and isn't currently in the lead.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Leading.
Yeah. Well done.
Scream,
Mom always said I had
to tell
the leader.
I don't know if I can be that sexy, but I'll
all
right.
try. Let's
That's a life's goal to be that sexy.
Let's look over my misspeaks. I was doing so well until then. All right. Scream, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. This game reached a sales increase in the UK of 666%.
Barbie's Dreamhouse?
Really? Mario Party,
it's the year.
Man. A schedule of which conference was released today?
E3.
What is the new rumored Nintendo game that will be launching at E3?
Alone in the Dark?
Mario Maker.
I have no idea. Okay.
People who downloaded a torrent of Watch Dogs may have had blank infect their computer.
Virus.
Yes, a Bitcoin mining malware. This well-loved sandbox game will be coming to the PS4 and Xbox One later this year.
Minecraft?
Terraria. What is the new rumored color of the Xbox One?
Could you repeat that?
What is the rumored color of the Xbox One? The rumored new color of the Xbox One.
Black?
White. Close. And that's that. You've reached your 60 seconds. Emerald, how did Scream do?
Scream has gotten 2 right and almost tied with Flex, but he's just behind.
Not so close.
But not close enough.
Yeah.
All right, Nasher, you've got some points to challenge here, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Hey, let's find out. All right, here we go. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk gave a copy of this game to President Obama.
GTA 5?
Wow. The Witcher 2. I'm not sure what GTA 5 given to Obama would say. Heralded as the weirdest thing Nintendo has made, which 3DS game just came out today?
Tamagotchi Life or Tamagotchi Life?
Tamagotchi Life, yes. A pinball table of blank is currently in development.
The Walking Dead.
The new DLC for this heist game is set to release on June 17th.
Payday 2, and yes. It's the Big Bang Heist.
I knew you'd know that. This former infamous G4 game reviewer is presenting at E3.
Fish.
Adam Sessler. Did you mean Phil Fish?
Oh, no, I didn't understand the question. Fish.
All right. We're coming up on your last seconds here. Which Korean superhero sculpture is really ticking people off these days?
Phil Fish and the Magic Fish.
It's actually Spider-Man.
Oh,
what? I don't understand.
Well, Emerald.
Well, the
why don't you explain?
A Korean sculptor decided to put a Spider-Man hanging off the side of a building,
bending
backwards as like a real life sculpture. Well, Spider-Man happened to have an erection, and people were quite disturbed that this public sculpture had an erection.
Yes. Okay.
Well, you wonder how he gets his web.
Oh, wow. We're supposed to keep this show clean. Zero. Now I'm going to have to tell them it's got an explicit rating.
Hold on. The question was asked. I mean.
That's true, but the whole joke about the web, that's too much.
Come on.
All right. Emerald, how did Nasher do this round?
Nasher got 3 points and is tied with Flex.
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Nasty 3-point lead, yo.
Yo, represent.
Awesome.
Our next game is a little treat. This awesome minigame idea was submitted by a listener named McPhaser through the TOVG forum. Yay!
A fellow Australian.
Thank you, McPhaser.
Work some.
This round is titled, What's It Worth? We're going to prompt you with a few items and prices in which you will have to take a guess at how much you think they're worth and which one is the most or least valuable. So you will each submit a response to the following multiple choice questions. Flex will give his answer first, then Scream, followed by Nasher. Any questions?
So there's going to be multiple answers that we pick from.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're going to give you 5 questions, multiple choice response. You guys will give your answer as to what you think it is, and we will tell you who is correct.
Okay.
All right. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
Out of the following Game Boy color styles, which one is the most expensive color? A, Kiwi, B, Atomic Purple, or C, Berry? Flex.
B, Atomic Purple.
All right. Scream.
A.
And I think I have to round it off and go C.
All right. You guys can answer the same question if you'd like. Just to let you know. But our winner this round is actually Scream.
What?
Really?
Kiwi is the most expensive color, coming in at $200.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Followed by Berry.
Is it still worth that much?
I don't know. There's a new price for a Kiwi Game Boy color.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of excited because I have one in my drawer and I'm like, Kiwi. People want it. All right, our next question. Which of the following used consoles retails for the least amount of money? Is it A, the Super Nintendo, B, the Sega Dreamcast, or C, the Atari 2600?
I'm going to have to go with the Atari.
Okay. Scream?
I'm going to have to go with the Nintendo.
And Nasher?
I'm going to go Dreamcast.
Okay. The answer was B, the Dreamcast.
Really? Booyah. That's the least expensive?
It's the least expensive. It is $24 for used console, followed by the Super Nintendo at $35. The Atari is actually $54.
Wow, I'm going to go buy a Dreamcast.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's really worth it. And Typing the Dead, get your hands on the original. Oh, a lot of fun.
I'm going to buy
one. Awesome. Well, there you go. My Sega Dreamcast owes me 50 cents for that. Of the following unopened games, which is the most expensive? A, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, B, Final Fantasy VII, or C, Superman 64?
I feel like this one's like a trap, because Superman 64 is so bad that they had to like not make them, and they burned them all in a fire. That's what I'm going with, Superman 64.
All right. Scream.
Ocarina of Time.
I'm going to go Superman 64.
All right. Looks like Flex and Nasher just got a point.
Oh, yeah.
Superman 64 for an unopened brand new copy retails for $304.
Are you kidding me?
What? Followed by Ocarina of Time at $190 and Final Fantasy VII at
$120. Wow. That's like the reverse order of what it should be.
I know. You wouldn't think a game that bad would be so valuable, but it is.
It's the room type of badness. I've only seen one person make it look good, and that's Proton John. He's made that look so much better. Like, wow. If I did it, I would just be like just flying spiked. Around.
All right, question four. A used copy of the infamous E.T. Atari game, famously known for being dumped in landfills in the American desert, retails for how much? Now you guys are allowed to give your own responses as to what you think it's worth, and whoever comes closest will get the point.
A used copy, not boxed.
A used copy.
$10.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with at least $500.
$500. $500 American dollars.
It's dumped in a landfill
That's
somewhere.
Right, $500.
Okay. How about you, Nasher?
I will go $10.01 to do the Price is Right. Burn.
You know what? That 1 cent is your downfall because Flex wins.
I had the coin. I was like, yeah, he got. I was like,
what is it?
It retails for $1.98.
Seriously? Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations for being cheap. All right, our final question this round. A used Xbox One console retails for how much online?
Ooh. And we guess again?
Yes.
So hold on. $470.
You said $470?
Yeah.
So it's just the base unit. Just the base unit with
just
the
base unit.
Okay. That's good.
Scream?
Gonna have to go $50.
$50.
$50?
Yep.
For an Xbox One?
I'm not quite sure he's talking USD. Are you talking Canadian dollars?
I'm talking USD. $50.
Now we're talking the new Xbox One, not the Xbox original, correct?
We are talking about the most recent Xbox One. Yes, okay. X-Bone.
I thought you were talking about like the first Xbox.
Oh, no, no. I know why
Microsoft
it's confusing.
Microsoft Publishing. PR wins again.
Okay, so a used Xbox One, as in the current release. All right. Yes.
The X-Bone.
I'm going to have to go with $250.
Okay. So $250 is going to be your guess, and Nasher, that leaves you.
$250 and 1 cent.
So messed up.
You horrible, horrible Australian.
Hey, I got put third.
Now we know how things work down under.
Yeah.
Again, Flex takes the lead for this.
Really?
It retails for $400.
Nice.
It's actually more expensive to buy a used console than a new console.
What?
Unbelievable. I had to screenshot it just in case that changes.
Or something like that?
I'm not sure how much the PlayStation 4 is selling for, but a new Xbox One on Amazon is listed at $300 and a used is listed at $400.
Oh, because the used one probably comes with Kinect, and now they have a model that doesn't come with Kinect, and they gave it $100
price drop. $100 off.
I just thought it was that whole, this is used and vintage, it makes it worth more.
It hasn't reached that point yet. Give it 2 years so the 12-year-olds can get their hands on it.
I would only buy it if it had like fake vinyl covering, the wooden grain on it to make it look like an Atari 2600. I would buy it then.
I want my Xbox to actually be made out of bone, so it could be the X-Bone.
Hey, you don't know what they may be revealing at upcoming conferences. They could be listening to this and getting ideas as we speak.
Rubbing their hands like money.
Emerald, how did our panelists do this round?
Well, Flex got 3 answers right, bringing his score up to 6 points.
Yes.
Scream got a lonely 1, bring his up to 3. And Nasher got 2 right, bringing us into a close second at 5 points.
Wow. Boom. Okay, this is pretty good. Yeah. I think it's pretty clear which one of you three is best suited to work in GameStop in the used games department.
Wow.
Okay, I meant that as a compliment.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything. It's just that the guy who happens to be winning was called Sexy not but 10 minutes ago.
That's true. I've never seen a sexy GameStop employee. No offense, GameStop employees.
Hello, this is Nasher from To Be Determined, and I'm here to talk to you about That One Video Gamer Store. We've got 2 shorts available right now, the Complete It, based on the Red campaign, and Embrace Your Beard, both at $17. To save, purchase both and get $2 off. Support the site, support yourself, and stay handsome. I'll catch you guys next time. Bye.
Can I try? Hey, guys! Compassion, please!
Hello? Scream?
Oh, please! Please buy a shirt for me!
Hey, everyone, buy my shirts real good!
Scream, that's going in. So, that's it!
Kite, you have to include a blooper reel at the end of this.
I will. I may not even wait till the end, I may just put it in the middle.
Leave
somewhere.
It in there, yes.
I won't be able to hear what just happened, whatever that was. All right, since we've questioned you guys on the record, here's a little chance to talk off the record. What games are you guys currently playing?
Dark Souls 2.
Speak at once.
Dark Souls 2.
I've got Dark Souls 2.
Yes, I've been playing Payday 2 because it's such a great game. You guys want to send me the check? Yeah. Payday 2 is so great. No, the new DLC is coming out on the 17th. And the new DLC came out a couple days ago. It was
It's a big bank, correct?
Exactly. It's apparently supposed to make the original bank from Payday the Heist look like a walk in the park. And freaking Gus from Breaking Bad's in there, and they confirmed the old Huxton breakout one is happening this year. Yes, USA.
Man, it's a good day for Payday.
Man,
yeah.
How about you, Scream?
Let's see. I mean, it's Diablo 3, Dota, and Transistor.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
How is Transistor doing?
It is. You know what? They messed up, but it's not a bad game. I feel like it's a good 8 out of 10. It's not a bad game, but it's not as polished as Bastion was.
That's a little bit
disappointing. How would you compare it to Bastion? Oh, yeah. Same people made Bastion, yeah.
Yeah. The problem is, like, I feel they didn't do as good a job this time around getting you used to the powers that you have. Hmm. So they kind of just throw you in there, and you have to guess and find out a lot of how to use things. So then you play the game over again, but then there's really no reason to play the game over again. It's really weird. Like, they built it to play over again, but there's no story when you play over again.
Isn't that like Diablo 3?
Diablo 3 has loot.
Yeah, you get that sweet, delicious loot that just keeps you going. It's the cocaine of games.
All right, and
that double drop, though. That double legendary drop.
100% legendary drop, baby.
Get the itches for those legendaries. Oh, man, I just need another one.
Jonesy. Well, you know what? Since you guys want to talk about games so much, this next minigame will be perfect for you. In this round, we're going to be prompting you with 3 titles. One of the games is a title on Steam Greenlight. The other titles are steaming piles of untruth. Fabrications to throw you off. Do you have what it takes to pick out the real game? Let's find out. Any questions?
So are we all answering at once, or is this one at a time?
Like it is going to be one at a time.
All right.
Flex
Did
is going
you
to get
this from At Midnight on Comedy Central, hosted by Chris Hardwick. Watch it. Oh, no. Haven't paid me for that one, so take that off the record. It's fine.
Oh yeah, we didn't get their royalty check. Psh.
I mean, that crappy show on Comedy Central. Huh?
Exactly.
Everything on Comedy Central falls in the crappy category.
Oh, hashtag.
Speaking of the crappy category, Flex, you're up first.
Excellent. Wait, what?
Are you ready?
Oh,
yes.
Your selections for the first game are A, Sheltered, B, Leave Me Alone, or C, Scary.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's Sheltered, and if it isn't, is Sheltered the game about the Badgers?
You got it right. The game is Sheltered.
Oh.
Your second game, A, Tronified, B, That One Blue Guy, or C, Abatron.
Abatron, C.
Way to go. The third title, A, Space Ranger, B, Ranger Ricardo, or C, Firestarter.
Firestarter is a song by The Prodigy. Ranger Ricardo is way too, like, dangerous of a name for a game. So, the other one.
You are correct. It was Space Ranger.
Yes,
next
that's
up,
it.
We've got A, The Way of the Pixelated Fist, B, Nothing But Pixels, or C, Pixel Party.
Pixel Party.
It was actually The Way of the Pixelated Fist.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's a dangerous name.
It is.
Yeah.
And now we're all going to go look it up.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
All right, well, your last game is A, Bang Bang, B, My First Gun, or C, Shooting Stuff.
Bang Bang.
It was actually Shooting Stuff.
Shooting Stuff.
Shootin
That's another
stuff.
One I have to look up.
Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Bang Bang would be a good game, though. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it would. If it's not taken already, someone out there get on that.
Really jump on that. Onomatopoeias make good titles.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, Emerald, how did Flex do this segment?
Flex got 3 points for a total of 9.
Yes.
Very good.
Favorite number right there.
All right, Scream, are you ready?
Oh, man, I'm going to do bad at this, but let's go.
All right, I love that enthusiasm. Your first game is A, Waffles, B, Bananas, or C, Cooks Are Us.
Waffles.
Very good. The second game,
lost waffles.
A, Bearded Man, B, Pirated Pirates, or C, Armady.
I'm going to have to go with Armady.
It was actually Pirated Pirates, but I really like Armady.
I like Armady too.
All right, the third game. A, Rubber Ducky in the Rainbow Gun. B, Rainbow Farts. Or
you
C,
don't even have to continue. It's A. It's nothing else. It has to be A.
All right. You just knew that one, huh?
He's the creator of it.
What else could you name? There's nothing better than that name on that list. There's nothing better.
You didn't even listen to C. Dirty Ducky.
What's C?
Dirty Ducky.
Not even close. Not even close to Rainbow. What was it? Say it again.
Rubber Ducky in the Rainbow Gun.
Come on, listen to that name.
Yeah, that name is too outrageous not to be true.
If that was on Kickstarter, it would be so much fun. It's
on Steam Greenlight, apparently. Go vote for it,
man. I'm
going to
have to buy orders and just like sell them. Because that's going to be just like cash money.
Your next title is A, Get Off My Lawn, B, Runnin' and Gunnin', or C, Don't Shoot Yourself.
Oh, this one's tough. I don't have to go with Don't Shoot Yourself.
You would be correct.
Okay, what is the premise of that game?
Yes, I need to hear that.
Emerald is the one who compiled the list, so I'm going to have to ask him about that.
I would have to re-look it up, because...
All right. Immediately after this is over, yes. I'm not shooting myself.
Okay, wait a second.
It's a safety PSA.
You guys want to know what Don't Shoot Yourself is about, but no one wants to know what Rubber Ducky and the Rainbow Gun is about?
I know exactly what Rubber Ducky and the Rainbow Gun is about. I have no idea what Don't Shoot Yourself is about.
Okay, here's the difference. Don't Shoot Yourself sounds generic.
Yeah.
Rainbow Ducky and the Rubber Gun fills my heart with joy. I don't want to ruin it with reality.
Okay, first of all, it's Rainbow Gun, not Rubber Gun.
Okay, Rainbow Ducky and the Rubber Gun sounds like an even more fun game. Just throwing that out.
Okay, okay. Don't shoot yourself. Your own bullets are your worst enemy in this minimal SHMUP. Automatically shoot backwards as you move and try not to get hit with your own bullets.
Wow.
Different walls reflect your bullets back at you in various ways. To win each level, keep moving until you and there's a description ends. Okay.
Okay, wow.
It actually sounds interesting. I may have to pick that one up.
It does. It's
greenlit.
Huh. Definitely. All right, Scream. Your last game. Let's see if you can point it out. Is it A, Eat It, B, Leftovers, or C, Bad Taste?
Eat It.
Is Bad Taste.
Oh.
I felt like you just said that just because you wanted to, though.
No, Eat It. Listen, just I'm picking the ones that sound like games to me. Like Ranger Ricardo? I can't believe that's not a game.
I was thinking that ought to be a game. I would get that game.
Yeah. Like these amazing names that aren't being picked.
You guys, I think we've got to stop and give some acknowledgement to Emerald because he's the one that came up with all these amazing titles.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
You've got a real knack for this, Emerald.
I know.
I think Ranger Ricardo would be luchadors and Power Rangers put together. It feels like that combination.
That sounds amazing.
I feel like it'd be a hunting game, but you're like trying to stop the hunters.
Ranger Ricardo? Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Ranger Ricardo's like, hey, quit messing with my bears.
I think it would be more like, Lucy, quit messing with my bears.
Lucy, stop a quitting with my bears. Come on.
Hey, boo boo, where's the Ranger Ricardo over here?
I love Ricky Ricardo. He's amazing. Well, Emerald, how did Scream do this segment?
Well, Scream scored 3 correct answers, moving up to second place with 6 points.
Wow. All right, Nasher.
Game up.
Are you ready?
Exactly, I am ready.
Here we go.
It's ready to fail.
Your first game, is it A, Brain Freeze, B, Icicle, or C, Ice Cream Surfer?
Ice Cream, so I'm sorry, that just sounds like a little fun.
There you go.
Boom.
Your second game. Is it A, It's Not You, B, Your Mama, or C, Everything is Black and White?
A. I'm going to have to go A.
It's actually Everything is Black and White.
I wonder what the premise of that game is.
Oh, what else?
Well, I'm guessing it's probably monochromatic from the title.
Racism?
That's a $5 word. You know what? I meant in the color scale, son.
I don't see color. I don't have any eyes. I see through electricity. That's the only way I can see.
Wow. That sounds like a superpower. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, your third title is A, Pancake Simulator, B, Cat Simulator, or C, Simulator Simulator.
What was the second one?
Cat Simulator.
Cat Simulator.
And he is correct. Your fourth title.
I think I've played it.
Really?
It's a one you have to like knock over stuff.
I've played that.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It is very fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Wow. It was actually in Jazz Punk as a small little mini game within it. Jazz Punk, another game. You should pick it up. It's fantastic. I love it. Continue
What's
with
it
the
called?
Questions. Jazz Punk.
Jazz Punk. Huh.
It's the best.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, your fourth title, is it A, Ninja Time Pirates, B, Weekend Warlock, or C, Arcane Death Lizards?
Oh my god, all of those titles, I want them immediately. but I'm going to have to go with A. I'm going to have to go with A.
And you all correct.
Boom.
All right, here's
your last Arcane Death Lizards sounds like a band.
And yes.
If it's not a band, it should be a band.
Flex,
I'd listen to them.
We're starting that band.
All right, let's
Arcane
do it.
Death Lizards. I would listen to it, and I don't even listen to that kind of music. Okay, Nasher, your last game. Is it A, Teabaggers, B, Supreme League of Patriots, or C, Dominic the Donkey?
Ooh, okay. What was A again? Let me just refresh.
Teabaggers.
What was A?
Teabaggers. How many times are you guys going to make me say it?
Wait,
A was what?
Was what now?
I'm going to go B.
Are you going to go with A or not? You're going with Supreme League of Patriots.
Actually, no, I'll go A. Minor.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Lock it in, Eddie.
Wait, what was A again?
A was incorrect. It was Supreme League of Patriots.
Oh, no! Yeah,
that's the first game I've heard that I really don't like the title of.
Yeah, that one kind of...
It's just too much
what it is. Like, you gotta have a little ambiguity in your name.
Yeah. I know. Kind of like hey, A.
We're judging the book on its cover.
I think A maybe it's a great title.
Yeah. A would be... Yes, A is a Call of Duty knockoff, I'm sure.
No, I want the entire game to be about, like, the Indian trading tea.
Yeah,
but you're playing a soldier with tea bags and you're teabagging people.
Yeah,
smelling.
Okay.
That's how you defend
dunking
your
dunking the tea. You gotta dunk the tea.
Emerald, how did Nasher do this segment?
Well, Nasher got 3 right, moving right past Scream for a total of 8 points.
8 points.
This is a very close episode.
Very much so.
We like to keep things close here on To Be Determined.
We do.
Exactly.
We've come to the last minigame of the show. It's our free response trivia round. And as suggested by another listener, Lone Silent Gamer, from the TOVG forum, we have a new twist on this episode. This week, we are allowing you guys to choose from different trivia categories. You will have 15 seconds to give us as many responses as you can that fall under the category you select. Any questions?
Do they have to be posed as a question? Is what is Jeopardy? Oh, sorry, I ruined it.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. You just fire them off. I'm going to give you the names of a category. I'm going to give you the prompt, and you're going to give me as many responses as you can within 15 seconds, and Emerald is going to be over there keeping score.
We get to pick the category?
Out of 2 categories.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Are you ready, Flex?
Yes, I am ready.
Your categories are fists or swords.
And I just name things from games? In
no, you tell me which one of those 2 categories you want first.
Oh, okay. Swords.
All right. Name as many games which features swords as the main weapon. Go.
Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. Legend of Zelda, Skyward Sword. Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker. Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Ages. Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Seasons. Legend of Zelda.
Okay, let's just knock it off right here, okay?
Okay, sure.
You're not allowed to do whatever it is you just did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just win the game? Series. What?
Oh, you think you're trying to be all tough here on TBD?
Yeah.
All right.
My answers were not to be determined, though. They were all right.
I'm going to appeal to the judge. I don't think that should qualify. And maybe it's my fault for not clarifying for future rounds. But you cannot list games which are in a continuous series as such.
Make him do the fist one.
Agree.
Make him do the fist one now.
All right. You're going to do the other category.
Excellent. I want to do fists anyway.
This is your prompt. Name as many games in which you can punch or jump on your enemy to kill them. Go.
God of War. Skyrim. Street Fighter. Fists, punching, jumping on enemy. You could use your fist in Dark Souls.
15 seconds.
Fist of the North Star. He's got fist in the title.
All right, you're over.
Great.
Your 15 seconds of fame is done.
Done.
All right, now, I'm sure after that little show, our other 2 panelists will not make the same grievous mistake. Scream, are
That's
you ready?
That's why I'm third.
I'm ready.
Your categories are gangsters or zombies?
Crap. Oh, man. All right, zombies.
Okay. Name as many games which feature zombie enemies. Go.
Oh, crap. Why can't I remember anything? Oh, I'm dying. Resident Evil. Type of the Dead. Blanket.
Okay, your 15 seconds is done.
Oh, man.
Okay. Dead Rising. State of Decay.
Hey, let's not rub it in his
Killing
face.
Floor. Okay. Killing Floor. Dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Final Fantasy 1 through 12.
Those were all valid answers, too. They all had swords in them, just throwing that out there. All
right. Nasher, it looks like you have some shoes to follow.
Exactly.
Okay, your two categories are spaceships or cars.
Spaceship.
I will go cars.
Okay, cars. Name as many games in which you can drive a car. Go.
Okay, GTA, let's say the series. Saints Row, the Driver series, Borderlands series, what else?
Okay,
what else,
15 seconds is up.
Okay.
It's quick.
Yes, it is. Very much so. I hit a wall immediately.
Can I just to post a grievance? One guy got swords. The other guy got cars. I got zombies.
Okay, honestly,
you can
scream.
Do Call of Duty.
Okay, I can think of more zombie games than I can think of sword games.
Like a real brick wall.
I mean, you've got Minecraft, you've got Terraria, you've got Left 4 Dead.
There's literally a zombie in every RPG that's ever existed.
Yeah,
there's
much.
A car in every game that's ever
but
existed.
But you're not allowed to drive
no cars in Skyrim.
Oh, every game.
Payday
every
2,
game.
You can't drive a car.
That's true. You can see them, but you can't drive them.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's a mod to drive a car.
Well, we'll see. We will take your grievances into account, and maybe next show the categories will be incredibly simple.
Games that Scream of the Dead has played.
Oh,
games
here's
that
one.
Existed.
Ooh, you want a hard category? Nah, I won't even get into it.
Come on.
Okay.
What are the scores?
Games that feature
name as many games you can with female protagonists. Oh.
Boom.
All right.
No games because they're no fun.
Wow.
Hey, no. Beyond Good and Evil. Beyond Good and Evil.
Portal 1. Portal 2.
There's a lot.
Half-Life.
I
Heavenly Sword. All of the Tomb Raiders.
Borderlands.
Protagonist counts as anybody who's the good guy, right?
Exactly.
We're not saying the lead protagonist.
Emerald, right. How did our panelists do this round?
Well, our panelists did pretty poorly.
Thank you. Just rub it in.
15 seconds is not a long time.
Our first panelist, Flex, got a total of 5 points. Scream got a total of 2. And Nasher got a total of 4 points.
Ooh, so close, Nasher. So close.
Oh, so close.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to let Emerald do a little wrapping up of the points, if he hasn't already. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we've reached the end of the show, so you know what that means. One of you is a winner, and one of you has a hairy chest. Emerald, who will be walking away
can I be
as
both?
Number one today? We'll see.
Well, let's start off from third place. We have Scream with a total of 8 points. Nasher comes in second with 12 points, and Flex is our number one today with a total of 14 points.
Yay!
Hashtag wrecked.
Right.
If I had to lose.
Congratulations, Flex.
Thank you.
Say a few words of sportsmanship now that you've bested everybody here with your first place imaginary trophy.
I've always wanted to win a game against real people, and now I can say I have. Thank you.
Excellent. It's all something to aspire to. Let's think about it this week as we go to work. Thank you all for appearing on this week's episode, by the way.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And a special thank you to our wonderful listeners who gave us the amazing feedback in the forums and submitted their ideas. We want to keep hearing from you. If you have a mini game idea or some advice, head over on to that1videogamer.com, go to the forum, find the To Be Determined thread, and tell us what you think. And who knows, maybe you could be hearing your own minigame as played by our wonderful panelists on next week's show. As always, thank you to Emerald and our staff for all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes here. And last but not least, thanks to my friend Blake Robinson of SyntheticOrchestra.com for his awesome tracks heard in today's show. Until next Monday, guys, stay classy and keep listening.
Exactly.
Bye.
Check it on the podcast.
Bye.
At TOVG at podcast on iTunes and on the website. Go there. Catch you guys next time.
There you go.
Buy me a shirt.
Wear a shirt. Buy a shirt.
Bye, guys. Fun.